Just leave your gun out, it's gonna turn. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
This is Monitor. Bob Wogan here, your host, this Saturday night. Taxes around the world will be the subject of several timely reports this evening. This half hour, we'll find out about the tax system in France. That Frank Talk, 10 minutes from now. This is my song, Petula Clark. Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola next. Here is Joe.
When people talk about professional athletes, they talk about the 300 hitters, the all-pro linebackers, the outstanding foul shooters, 20-game winners, and so on. But they always overlook one man, the real good food guy. Fans forget that the players have to eat, and sometimes even the club forgets it. But the player, he never forgets it. Some players eat like sparrows. They make you wonder how they can play. But there are some of them that sit down with that knife and fork and really show you something. And the guys who are the big eaters can fool you. I mean, you take a guy like Shanny Hogan, the old Giants catcher. John McGraw used to put cops on his tail just to keep him away from the food. But he was a big, heavy man, and you expect him to eat a lot. But like I said, some of them can fool you. Take Vince DiMaggio, for example. He may not have ever been the star that either of his brothers were, but when it came to the calories, he didn't have to back off for anyone. When he was with the Pirates, the club's road secretary came to him one day with a problem. Vince, we don't mind paying for your meals, but if you're going to have guests, you should pay for them. And Vince spent the next hour explaining that he had eaten alone. He just had two of everything, that's all. Another big man in the Steak and Potatoes League was Andy Carey. When Carey was playing third base for the Yankees, he was a slim young man. But his manager, a fellow named Stengel, once described Carey this way. He don't hit as hard as Yogi, and he don't run as fast as Mantle, and he don't play the ground balls as good as McDougal. But when that fella sits down in the hotel dining room, he's a champ. The sports world may be just about ready to recognize a new king of the calories, and that would be one of the outstanding professional pool players who is not very well known as Rudolph Wanderone, but a lot better known as New York Fats. You've heard Ted Williams discuss hitting, or Y.A. Tittle on the subject of passing. Well, here's what New York Fat says about eating. I've never lost an eating match in my life. I out-ate a guy once who weighed 550 pounds. He was so fat he couldn't walk. They had to nudge him down the street. I grabbed a ham in one hand and a chicken in the other, and in 4 minutes I got them stripped like corn on the cob. And the fat guy says, he ain't human. And I says, when I finish this, I'm liable to eat yours too. He quit. I don't think I would like to play pool against Fats. And I know I wouldn't want to give him his meal money. This is Joe Garagiola.
Joe Garagiola, heard here every weekend, is also heard on NBC Radio Monday through Friday.
When the green in your grass is gone, and you gotta make it shape up, make it wake up with the bold green vigor of Figaro. The bold green vigor of Figaro.
You bet. And the answer is simple. Every Vigoro product is tailor-made for the area where it's sold. That's the secret behind the bold green vigor of Vigoro. Vigoro for goof-proof lawn foods. You sure ought to try them.
Joe Garagiola will be heard again tomorrow.
In a green wood close to our village, a quiet pool lies still and deep. The evening sounds and forest birds have gently lulled my love to sleep. Bonsoir, dame, madame, fais dodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame, fais dodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame. Birds and don't awake her. She doesn't know how my heart aches. I've never dared to say I love you. I'll tell her now before she wakes. Bonsoir, dame, madame, fais dodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame, fais dodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame.
Bonsoir, Dom, right here on the Monitor Beat. This year, you get 2 extra days grace because the 15th is on a Saturday. But what about income tax in other countries? NBC News correspondent Bernard Frizzell reports from Paris on French taxes.
Most people are under the impression that the French don't pay their taxes, or that if they do, they pay very little. The French wish most people were right. In fact, the French government catches its taxpayers coming and going. Tax collections here come to about 44% of national income, the highest percentage in the world for a developed country, and 36% more than the United States. The difference is that the United States relies heavily on income tax, which accounts for 80% of its national taxes. The French do it another way, getting less than 25% of its tax income from income taxes, both personal and corporate. To be sure, all individuals with income must file declarations, and the progressive tax reaches a maximum of about 55% of total income. Corporation tax is at a flat 50% rate. But there are enormous tax incentives for companies that put up factories in relatively undeveloped parts of France and no income earned by corporations abroad is taxed even though the profits come back to this country. The keystone of the French tax system is the so-called value-added tax. It is the greatest single revenue producer in French tax history. I once wanted to buy a suit at a Paris branch of a Rome tailor. The cost here was exactly twice the cost in Rome. I was told that as soon as the order was taken, 20% of the cost had to be put aside for the value-added tax and was advised to buy the suit in Rome. Just about any time anyone here buys anything, he is making his contribution to the French treasury. The normal value-added tax is 20%, but the rate for certain necessities may drop to 6% and rise for luxuries to as high as 25%. In case of inflation, this tax automatically guarantees that tax revenue will be maintained. Tax evasion here is a criminal offense, but the French tax collector is a man of the world. He would rather get the money than send a man to jail. This is Bernard Frizzell, NBC News, Paris.
In our next half hour, we'll have another report on taxes from Hong Kong. Now the Ray Charles Singers.
Little by little and bit by bit, honey, just you wait and see.
Message meant for you.
Get with living the exciting way. Drink sparkling champagne like nothing else you ever tasted. Nothing else except champagne. So put more sparkle in your life today with sparkling champagne.
Sophisticated? You'll feel that way with champagne. C-H-A-M-P-A-L-E. Tastes like champagne. Buy it wherever beer is sold. Costs just pennies more. Sparkling Champagne Malt Liquor. Metropolis Brewery, Trenton, New Jersey. Sergio Mendez and Brazil 66 have a new one. Watch what happens.
Let someone start believing in you. Let him hold out his hand. Touch you and watch what happens. Once someone can look in your eyes and see into your heart, let him find you and watch what happens. Cold, no, I won't believe your heart is cold. Maybe just need to be broken.
Deep love to give that deep love to you, and what magic you'll see.
Let someone you feel sorry, someone who cares like me. Let cares like me? Let someone give his heart. Someone who cares like me. 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 Someone who cares like me.
The next sound is a familiar one to people in Nashville, Tennessee. Reporter Dick McMahon of station WSM in Nashville got the story.
The monitor microphone is on the streets of Nashville, Tennessee, where beside me is a street singer named Cortelia Clark. Cortelia is here day after day selling shopping bags and playing his guitar in what is known as Music City, USA. Cortelia, how long have you been at this spot on Fifth Avenue?
I've been here about 12 years or a little more.
You have a tin cup beside you for contributions?
That's right.
Do you have any eyesight at all, Cortelia?
Not any. At all.
How long have you been blind?
I discern this cataract on my eye. Through the inside every now and then.
How long have you been blind?
I've been totally blind about 15 years. I was partially blind one time.
How old are you now, Cortilla?
60.
How much money do you make a day here playing on the streets of Nashville?
Well, $4 or $5 a day sometime. Christmas time I make more.
How much do your shopping bags cost?
10 cents.
Is your income here enough for you to live on, do you think?
Well, with what I get, I live pretty well. When it get too cold, I don't come up here. I don't come up here at all when it's real cold.
So summertime is your best time as far as income
summer,
is concerned?
Spring, summer, and early in the fall.
Now, you sing mostly blues songs. Are these ones that you've
blues
written yourself?
Songs of, and Christian songs.
Do you write these yourself?
I write some of them. Some of them I hear from records.
Cortilla, I know you're very proud of an RCA Victor album you've recorded here in Nashville.
That's right.
Because you were singled out a few weeks ago from such groups as Peter Paul and Mary, Pete
That's
Seeger,
right.
and Lead Belly for the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences Grammy
yes,
Award.
Sir.
This is for the best folk song recording of the year.
That's
How did
right.
you feel about being selected, Cortilla?
I felt fine. I felt like I was doing something to be remembered for a long time.
Well, Cortilla, I wonder how many people walking by you here each day realize that they're passing by a Grammy Award winner. Our congratulations to you.
A whole lot of them congratulate me.
They do?
They realize it and they're proud of it for me.
So they're aware of the fact?
That's right. They're proud that I win.
Well, our congratulations to you.
Yes,
and
sir.
And much success in the future.
Yes, sir.
This is Dick McMahon for Monitor in Nashville.
Good morning.
An unusual winner of a Grammy Award, street singer Cortelia Clark. You're traveling through the weekend world with Springtime Monitor.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
And Bryant Gas Air Conditioning reduces humidity, dust, dirt, and pollen. It's quiet. And because it's gas, it's economical. It has fewer major moving parts, so there's less to wear out in service. Most gas companies sell and service Bryant and offer low interest financing with easy monthly payments.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
For a free estimate, call your gas company or your Bryant dealer.
Thank you.
Hanford's Orchestra with Hold Me. This is Bob Wogan. NBC Monitor News on the Hour is next.
Keep to the latest news now. It's on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere.